Can I do the intro?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it like you. It's time for the Pickle Podcast!
That is not what I
sound
like.
Your voice broke the first episode.
It probably did, you know? But fuck it, dude. Who are we with? What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I gotta do the whole thing. It's been a long time. Welcome back to the Pickle Jar Podcast featuring co-host Henny Milk. I don't like calling myself that.
You're fucking pussy co-host.
I don't like calling myself that. And Prime Nature, the host.
Hell yeah. Add me on Xbox.
Add him on Xbox, a.k.a. Tom Dillon. That's his full name, his government name, his social security is 064.
Not even close.
I know it starts with a zero.
Yeah, obviously.
03465-1582.
Right on the money.
And this is his show. Roll the intro.
Hit him with a smooth jazz in that intro.
All right.
There's smooth jazz behind it.
I'm going to do a smooth jazz intro. Bebop, bop, 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 bop. Keepity, bop, 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 bop. I'm not good at this. What are we talking about today?
I could talk about knocking someone out.
What do you got that's better?
What do I got that's better?
Yeah. How about your date?
Oh, it was fucking...
So you went on a date with, the girl who you started texting on the Valentine's Day episode. Not the one who called in. Not one of those junky women. The woman you were texting.
Not one of those junky women.
Yeah, they were disgusting. How'd it go? What'd you guys do?
We just went to a movie. Dope movie.
Nothing before that?
No. The movie started at 6:30. I got there at 6:30.
Did you pick her up?
No, I literally got it. She lives.
She didn't trust
in the
you. She didn't trust you enough. She didn't trust you enough with her address.
I would have not have made it in time.
That sounds like all the more reason. Yeah, I'll pick you up. Oh no, we're late to the movie.
Well, I mean, literally,
you know, what do you want to do?
I got home from work at 5:30. Yeah. The movie was at 6:30.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you could have, you know, swindled your way into like a hand job or something.
Fair
Andy's
enough.
Rule. Slept on. Mia sucks at it. Hey, Mia, if you're listening.
Yeah, step up your game, Mia.
No. Her game's fine. Her hand jobs suck. She mashes them like potatoes.
Ah. Oh.
She doesn't have one. She doesn't know. We know how to do it. If anything, guys know how to give great hand jobs.
He just knows what I want.
It's true, right? I'm assuming so.
Yeah, how the fuck do I know cock doesn't just taste like heaven?
What? I was talking about hand. You're
hey,
talking
gay
about
people?
Sucking
dude,
cock.
Nah, like.
I see. I've never sucked a cock. I've given
neither
myself
have I.
Hand jobs,
yeah.
So I would know what to do.
Yeah.
But you started talking about sucking dick.
Yeah, I know. You know, but like, life, right? If you think about it, like a
oh,
a
you
game.
Would still know what you like Elden Ring. You redo and redo and retry.
Yeah,
and
so
you
like,
get used to it.
Is there two factions in Elden Ring, or just one?
Just
so like
there's
you have
different
haven't,
factions.
Yeah.
There's just a bunch of different.
You haven't
races
played all the
shit.
Classes, so like, how the hell? I'm not gay. How the hell do I know not being gay is just fantastic?
I would give them this. I think it might be quote unquote like fan. You said fantastic, not
I,
me.
I'm just being
I
an asshole.
I or gay.
Yeah, fucking uber gay over here.
That's a new app.
Uber gay. Get Ubers to your gay friends' homes.
Oh, I was talking. I pictured it like a dating site.
Grindr.
Uber gay. Uber gay.
But they have drivers.
Uber Eats. Exactly.
So
the drivers are gay, and the gay drivers pick up gay couples from separate houses
and
to take
them
to like them a
meet.
Gay bar or like even a normal date.
Or just takes one
gay
dudes
date,
to another
I mean.
Guy's house.
Yeah.
Oh, we should make this.
But I feel like it would be hard to find like, because what if you get like a lesbian driver? And then like you're
why
just
can't
some
lesbians
gay dude.
Use the
no,
app.
I'm saying they can, but like. The way I feel like the way we were saying
who
it,
the driver is doesn't really matter.
I thought the driver was gay.
Oh, the driver might have to be
I
gay.
Thought that would be fun.
Yeah, so it's a gay person picking up another gay person to bring them to
another
meet another gay person.
Yeah. Meet another one.
That's gonna limit our options for drivers though.
Exactly, and then also
it's
what
gonna
if
bring down revenue?
I know that's what I'm stressed about. Cause then also what if it's a lesbian driver, and she's picking up. two gay guys. Now that's a third of the fun lost.
Oh, if it's three gay guys, they can be like, oh, party. I'll fucking stay. Like, let's get
lit. Yeah. But then again, that could also fuck us up, because then what if, like, you know, the gay guy's down for like a threesome or even just one of them, and then he stays on the clock.
We got some kinks to work out, but this could be a thing. We got some shit to think about.
Yeah.
So I could talk about the kid passing out in my class, because that was fucking freaky.
You already talked about it.
Not on the podcast. Literally, we got into a Fortnite match with you and K Dale, and I was like, oh, a kid just fucking passed out in my class.
Oh, I think you're right. I know I heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in my class.
But is that, did anything cool happen?
Kid left in an ambulance. Kid literally had a seizure twice.
Yeah, but like, I don't think.
He still hasn't come back to class for 2 weeks.
He's dead. No.
The teacher said he was still alive.
I feel like, I don't know, like, we need feedback on our listeners. Is that like something they want to hear about? Just a kid.
Why the fuck do I care? I'm the host of this podcast. You listen.
Without listeners, you're not a host. We're just screaming at each other.
I said this podcast was about anything and everything when I first started it.
I know, but then I got too deep into my own head and like.
This is about my head.
Fuck.
And my head's all over the fucking place. My head's all over the fucking place.
Yeah, so talk about the worst thing in your head right now.
Oh, fuck.
It's smooching me, isn't it?
I just went really dark.
What's the worst thing you just thought of?
Scalping somebody.
Why?
You said the worst thing. I thought killing people was probably like
you
up
went
there.
Scalping.
Yeah.
Did your ancestors? Oh no, Irish descent.
Didn't fight too many wars.
Yeah, never mind.
I had some family members in the military.
It's almost like they're pussies.
It's
almost like the Irish are pussies.
No, we just get drunk and fight each other.
Yeah, so do the Russians and the
Ukrainians.
Let's go Ukraine!
Bye.
Let's go Ukraine! Yeah. Let's give it up to Ukraine. They're doing their thing. I respect them.
Let's talk about Germany. Back-to-back World War losers.
Wow.
Why the fuck are they still a country?
They're almost worse than the French.
Yeah. United States, back-to-back World War champs. Out here killing it. Woo.
Literally.
Fuck, killing everybody.
I think that's the issue.
We could have done a better job than Hitler.
Whoa.
Guys would have been gone. You said get dark. I'm getting dark.
I mean, Italians and Irish were, all
both,
right.
They weren't too discriminated against, but they were slightly discriminated against.
They were to an extent.
Yeah.
I mean, not like the African Americans. That's not where we're getting at.
But no, they were treated shittily.
They used
in
to be
country.
Signs. No, no mix. No. I can never think of who.
Guinea.
Oh, Guinea. Thank you. I can never think of Irish fucking stereotype or like racist names.
Mick is just the only Irish one, really.
Let's Google it. Intern.
What do I got for Italians? Guinea. Dago. Guinea. Dago. There's got to be another one.
Oh, guap. Yep.
Guap is one.
Which is just another term for money now.
Yeah, so
shouldn't that
killing
be
it Italians.
Shouldn't that be a Jewish?
You're keeping that in. You're keeping that in. Might as well have just said, oh, I'm not going to say it.
Don't say it.
You did this to me last episode. What is the most racist thing you'll say right now?
Right now, the most racist thing I'll say right now is that I hate those Tetris loving fucking Rupel heads.
Yeah, fuck them. If anyone didn't know, that's just Russian slurs. You're welcome.
Yep, those
start
fucking
using them. Start using them.
Those fucking Dragos.
Dragos.
Yep.
What was the one I said I like? I think it was Drago was the one I said.
Drago's
was the
a
best.
Great one.
Drago, fucking Dragos. Drago kind of sounds like dragon. That was kind of lit.
Like Draco.
Yeah.
It's badass.
Don't do that one. Don't do that.
Rupelhead.
Rupelhead.
Is,
who likes
that
Rupelhead?
That sounds mean.
Like fucking Rupelhead.
It sounds mean.
That one's the best one.
There's a couple other ones.
Rupelhead's good. You got any stories for us?
I tried to suck my own dick once in eighth grade.
I've tried to suck my own dick.
I thought I broke my neck. I heard it.
Oh,
I got mad
that,
scared. How'd you try?
I didn't snap anything when I tried.
How'd you try? I had a technique.
I try to, like, bend over and just go.
Oh. I must have been desperate then.
I wasn't that desperate.
I laid on my back.
Yeah.
I tried to.
Roll over.
Scoot myself up in the air. Like, I was, like, against, like, my head was kind of against my bed. Like, the end of it. I'm on the floor. I'm like, I'm like trying to lick it at least. I needed to feel anything, dude. I was in what? Wait, yeah. Oh, it might have been high school. I want to say I remember because I remember the house it was in. It might have been eighth grade, but now that I'm thinking about it.
I've only attempted once and I just gave up and I was like, yeah, that's never happening.
I tried like three times.
Maybe I'll try when I get home.
I might when you go home. I might try. But yeah. I always thought that was funny. I wonder if like women ever try to suck their own pussies.
That's so much harder though.
I know. But like,
that's
I don't
like,
know.
That's next to like.
But women are more flexible.
There's some women out there that can do it, probably.
There's definitely, yo.
That's so much harder to do.
Intern, we need you to go on Google.
There's definitely men who could suck their own dicks, though.
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, there's a classic from Ron. Who's that famous porn star?
Ron.
The short, gross guy.
He's fat?
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. I just don't know his
name. He had like a famous video back in the 80s or whatever.
He's fat and sucked his
own
dick?
He's on a swing, and he sucks his own fucking cock.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's crazy to think when you're older, like I know I think like this. Like I wish I was like 13 back in the day and that like I had a babysitter. And she fucking diddled me.
Have you ever met the person who used to babysit us?
No, is she bad?
I barely remember cuz she stopped babysitting us when I was like 6. But she was bad. Kevin knows who she is.
You should have went like,
meh, meh. Well, she's seen me as a fucking like 3-year-old child naked in a bathtub.
That's almost being molested. You're like a third of the way there.
Just made sure I didn't drown.
Oh, yeah, it's not hot at all. No.
No. I already talked about Kevin's girlfriend spooning me.
Yeah, I always thought there was more. She only spooned you.
Yeah, I didn't know who the fuck
really
it was.
That is still really weird. It's still really weird.
Never knew her name. I literally met her like 3 days before, and it was just me peeking in.
Do you
her
think?
Having her fully naked on a bed was just like,
she was naked?
She took her glasses off.
She was naked?
Her glasses. Kevin was in the bathroom. They just fucked because they told me to go downstairs because they knew that. They knew they were fucking downstairs.
What if she thought she had the middle brother and not the youngest? What if she was trying to fuck Jack this whole time?
Well, Jack never met her at that point. So, yeah, I got murked in Fortnite. I almost cried. It was fucking embarrassing. So,
solos?
Yep. And I went to go piss, so I just let the plane go, and it dropped me off wherever I was. So I'm fighting a dude with pickaxe fight because he got on. Like, I started hitting him.
Mm-hmm.
I got him down to 40 health. He got back on and started hitting me. We're in the water. We're fucking from way from land. Like, you had to swim back to get to land. So me and him were fucking pickaxe fighting. I already had him 40 health, and he didn't touch me yet. Swimming around me, fucking swimming back, hitting me. He was fucking me up.
He's gonna play your brain while it worked.
Oh, he fucking destroyed. I died. Dude's got 20 health, swims back to land, picks up a grenade, drops in, kills himself. I was like, this dude just did that to me.
And then killed himself.
Oh, I spec'd it. I was like, I want to see this dude.
Yeah.
Fucking got a grenade, plopped it down, killed himself. I
think that's even fucking funnier.
Yeah, I was like,
do that
dude,
from now
what
on.
The fuck?
I might do that from now on because now he's a podcast story.
Yeah, it was. It,
it affected
he,
you, Tom.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm scarred deeply from this, dude. I might never play Fortnite again.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I'm playing in a couple hours.
Yeah? Oh, what? Define a couple hours.
Whenever I get home.
Oh, yeah?
I'll play it.
Call Captain Dylan. Let's get a caller in.
Call K-Dill.
Oh, yeah. What am I saying? I have a phone right here.
Intern, call K-Dill.
Yeah, not me. Intern.
Yeah, intern. Intern always on it.
Oh, see, usually when we call and then I call, they answer.
Yeah, I mean, like, Lou, she didn't answer me.
Should we call her?
She won't answer me.
Please leave your message.
God damn it.
Kids asleep.
All right, so yeah, let's call Sydney.
Go ahead. If I called, she wouldn't answer. I guarantee it.
Caller segment. Roll the intro.
I think you hear me knocking, and I think I'm coming in. I'm already in. I'm wandering around the house, and you know what? I found your bell bottoms.
She's not going to answer. Impressive.
Yeah, right? Unbelievable. Who else can we call? Winter?
Go for it.
Should we call Winter?
Is he going to get on the podcast?
He'll probably get mad because I haven't gotten him on the podcast. He wants to do a solo episode.
With just you and him?
Yeah.
Fucking loser.
Well, we've also done 3 in a row and he didn't like any of them, so.
Have I ever complained about a podcast?
Yes, you did like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, that was just because I was bad. But I didn't tell you to cut it all, just the worst parts.
Yeah. Well, listeners, these segments are going great.
Yeah.
Who else can we call? Who do you have we can call, Tom? Caller segment, but we call people.
Nobody's going to answer me.
It's a new segment.
Let's see if the girl who tried to come to our house all drunk last time.
Yeah. Call this idiot.
Face or just audio?
Audio. That's loud.
Killing it out here.
Nice. Respect.
Androids.
Okay. I'll die if she answers. I'll geek. I know this bitch is drunk and awake.
It's not happening.
Nope.
I give up.
All right, one more. Look at all those bitches' faces, Tom.
There's definitely a few bots on here.
One way to find out. Call a bot. See if a dude answers.
Hello?
I'll do it.
Yeah, it's me. It's me, Cindy, from fucking...
This is a bot. Yeah.
Ah, damn it.
Nobody likes me.
Well, it's because you're calling bots, Tom.
Yeah, fair enough.
Tom, you got any other fucking talking points?
No, you told me all of them were shit.
I mean, I didn't say it.
You said it right to my fucking face.
Hey, which one's Bella?
The one from Tinder.
Yeah, Cole.
Fuck it.
You've been having a few brews. You're on a podcast. She knows you do the podcast. Yeah, she can be a fucking caller. She's with her friends. Oh my god, he's calling me right now. What do I say? Oh my god.
She's not gonna answer.
Nope. So, listeners, new caller segment.
Yeah, what is the number?
No.
We call you. People, yeah.
Yeah, we call you. You send us your phone numbers. Sorry to sound sus. Send your phone numbers to internetphantomspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh. The bot answered. They just said, why are you calling?
Just call again.
Definitely won't answer.
Call again.
I'll call again.
We call you, listeners. Send us your Snapchats, your phone numbers, anything you want. We will call you internetphantomspodcast@gmail.com. Okay. We're here for you, and you are here for us. You got a booger hanging out. Eat it. I'm not even joking. You do have a booger hanging out. Your left nostril.
This one?
No. Your left.
My left.
Yes, your left. Don't fucking snot it out. Eat it for the segment.
Nah.
That girl listened to you eat a booger and still text you.
That's the one I juggled
in, right? Maybe not because...
Is that the one I juggled in?
Yes.
She listened to that one because she literally randomly, she was like, you know how to juggle? I was like... How the fuck do you know that?
You picked your nose and ate it, and then she sent you videos of her friend. I think that's a sign. I think she's saying something. Which one was getting her ass smacked? No!
Johnny.
We're recording. Want to bring us out, Tom?
If I have to.
I'm
spent. You did the intro. You got to do the outro.
I thought it was...
I do both. You got to do both.
I got to do the outro?
Do it right now.
Oh, it's been a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been the Internet Phantoms Network. Oh, nope. Let me start this over.
It's been the fucking Pickle Jar Podcast, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been the Pickle Jar Podcast brought to you by yours truly, the Internet Phantoms Network. All platforms everywhere. I just want to say shout out Canada, shout out India, shout out Tinder for my boy Tom. Actually, no, shout out Tinder for me. Mia, what's good? Are you listening? Jess, are you listening? It's not
Bella,
funny.
You're listening?
Oh, yeah. Bella, if you're listening right now, Yo, baby. Pickle Jar Podcast brought to you by the Internet Phantoms Network, all platforms, wherever you listen to your fucking podcast. Just don't check YouTube. We just hope you guys are safe. Hope you guys are drinking with us, and we just hope you're being safe afterwards. You know, listen to our older episodes. We got more coming up. Give it up to Tom.
Yeah.
So, this is Johnny signing off, also known as Henny Milk. I hate calling myself that.
Henny Milk.
It's been your host, Tom. This is my episode.
Nah.
This is my episode.
I was like, do it.
This is my.
I won a Monopoly. I had so much. I had 10K in Monopoly. Over 10K.
Everyone forfeited. There was no winner.
Yeah, because you guys couldn't fucking keep up.
This is my episode.
You guys are getting fucking smoked.
This is my episode, and I say, I won in Monopoly. Thank you. Good night.
You didn't win in shit. You didn't even say fucking put a lid on it, you fucking pussy. Never do my fucking outro again.
Intern, put a lid on it.